Good morning, Grace.
Hi.
Hi, Tim. Grace.
Hi. Tim, my husband and I purchased a home, our first home actually, in March of this year. And it's a brand new construction. And we have been experiencing a serious problem and perhaps a serious or a minor problem. And I wanted to talk to you about those problems.
Okay. I'm all ready. Go ahead.
Okay. The first problem is, especially during the colder months, we purchased a house in March, so that was pretty cold here at D.C. We've experienced, when turning on the hot water, noises coming from the walls, like kind of a dripping, knocking sound from the walls.
Yep.
And it's not, we concluded that it wasn't water hammer, because it's not that loud, I guess, but it's loud enough to keep us up at night. Because our master bedroom is adjoined to our bedroom, and it kind of goes on all through the night. And we've hired a home, or we've talked to our home inspector and various plumbers, and it seems like we're getting different diagnoses from these people. And so I guess the first concern is this kind of problem generally covered under a new home warranty? Our contract doesn't specifically mention this problem as such. And then the second question on this problem is, how do we go about hiring someone to fix something that we don't even know first what the problem is, and second, we can't trust that they're going to fix, and we don't even know how much it should cost?
Okay, all right. Well, first of all, I'm a little confused by the noises. When you first described it, you said the noise seems to happen when you turn the hot water on.
Yes.
Okay.
And we can't even tell exactly where the noise comes from.
I've got
a mechanic's stethoscope, and I've been trying to hunt it down, and it's kind of pervasive. It goes from one place to another, and Yeah.
Well, I have a column on my website that I want you to go look at after you hang up the phone. And I pulled it up on my laptop here while you were talking. And the actual title, it's called Snap, Crackle, and Pops Behind the Walls. So you would think that I wrote it for you. You know, okay, so the clue that you gave me, what I think it might be, is the... But the problem with my theory is that you say it goes on all night long. So there's a little problem here with my theory.
Mm-hmm.
The many houses that have PVC plumbing in them, PVC plumbing, drainage plumbing, you know, the white plastic pipe, and is that what yours is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When that is extremely sensitive to hot and cold temperatures. And it vinyl, polyvinyl chloride, which is what that plastic pipe is, it expands dramatically when it's heated. I mean, a lot. So what happens is you'll frequently have situations where you'll run the hot water and you'll hear all of a sudden, maybe 10 to 15 seconds after the hot water starts going down the sink drain, you'll start hearing this pop, crack, you know, boom, 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 boom. And it'll stop. I mean, you know, in other words, you could continue to run hot water for a while and the noise will stop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens is the pipe, the drain pipe has heated up as hot as it's going to get because it's now equalized with the temperature of the hot water.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you turn the hot water off, all of a sudden the PVC pipe goes, wait a minute, there's no more hot water here.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts to cool down, and it takes a few minutes for it to cool down. And all those same noises happen over again as the PVC pipe contracts. Because what it is, it's rubbing up against the wood framing in the house.
Okay.
So if you can test that, in other words, if you can just go run some hot water, don't even turn the cold water on, just run the hot water, see if that exact same what I just described happens, and after about 15, 20 minutes, the noises stop. You see what I mean?
Okay.
In other words, do my test, like turn on your hot water, let it run for 4 minutes. Okay, you'll hear the noises happening, turn the hot water off, and just sit there and don't have the TV on, don't have anything on, and tell me when the noise stops. And if we duplicate what you're hearing, you know exactly what the problem is. And as far as the fix, there's not one. There's not an easy one. I mean, you have to tear the walls apart, and you have to lubricate. You have to lubricate the pipe, you know, and get. You have to actually make it so that where the pipe is passing through the wood studs and the floor plates, that the pipe is not rubbing up against the wood framing, and that it's not all bound up. And that's a really tough thing to do.
Okay.
Yeah. So so that's the experiment you're going to run. Okay. So I want you to do that first before we can go any farther. So would you do me a favor and would you mind doing that and then send me another email and let me know what happens?
Sure, I can do that. Does it make sense that it is louder during the winter months?
Oh, absolutely it does. You bet it does, because in the wall cavities, those PVC pipes can be colder, and especially if you've got cold air. See, remember, every time you run a plumbing fixture, you're sucking in cold air down through the vent pipe, which is making the pipes cold. So
this can happen potentially with every house that we own with PVC pipes.
That's exactly right. It's a common problem with a lot of people. They don't realize it. I mean, I took care of it in my house because I oversized the holes so that I wouldn't have that. They're not all bound up. I don't have the problem in my home, even though I have PVC plumbing.
Yeah, that's what they're supposed to do, right?
Yeah, that's what they're supposed to do. Well, send me an email. Let me know what happens.
Okay, the second question.
I'm running out of time here, so if I put you on hold, I can talk to you off the air, or I'm going to have my producer get your number and I'll call you back. How's that sound?
Okay, that sounds good.
We're going to put you on hold here. All righty. Thanks very much, Grace. Okay, we're out of time, and coming up here is going to be Denny McCune with his gardening show. He's back in town, and he's going to tell you about all of the dry weather and all of the things you're going to have to do to keep your plants thriving through the wintertime. So give him a call. And if you want to get me during the week, askthebuilder.com. That's askthebuilder.com. You're listening to WGRR, Hamilton, Cincinnati.